My name is Zachary Schweibens. I am 15 years old. Today is November the 24th in 2018. I'm speaking with Janet Schweibens, who is my grandmother. We are recording this interview in Fayetteville, North Carolina. So how are you today?
I'm good. It's the holiday weekend for Thanksgiving. And we're here visiting the family for a nice long holiday.
That's very nice. So, when you found out you were going to be a mother, how did that make you feel?
I think my first reaction was, oh my goodness, what just happened? And then it was like, wow, I'm going to have a baby. Then it was like, that is so awesome.
So when you first saw my dad, what did you think?
Well, funny story. I wanted a girl. In the worst way, I wanted a girl. Even though I had a boy's name picked out and a girl's name, I wanted a boy. So I did not know what the gender was going to be until I actually delivered. And they told me it was a boy. And I looked away and wanted nothing to do with that little boy. I was quite disappointed that it wasn't a girl. Till they laid the baby in my arm, I looked at him and went, "Aw, she's so cute." And it was instant love. And that has stayed all these years. My firstborn.
So what was my dad like when he grew up?
I think he was always a little bit more older than his years actually would show on the calendar. He seemed to pick things up really easy. He would always say as he got older and could really understand everything, he knew that I was upset with him because I would give him, as we call it, the hairy eyeball. And I could do that across the room and he would know, oh, he's in trouble or he's going to get it or something's going to be said. He did something wrong. He was a good baby. He turned out to be a good child. Never really got those phone calls from school. A few every now and then, but they weren't really big things. You know, we get along really well. Like, really, really well. Even as when those awkward teen years started. So, he built a good, fond relationship there. I think that even though he wasn't my firstborn, I think that still would have happened if he would have been number two or number three even, because of the kind of personality that he had.
So what's your favorite story with him?
Wow. Favorite story. Well, I don't know. I don't know if there's favorite ones, but maybe ones that stand out more. Some can be when he cracked his teeth off the coffee table when he went running in at Christmas time and blood everywhere. When he decided to start to drive and got a car that wasn't the greatest and stall like every place that we stopped the first night. I think going through scouting made him mature and always a little bit more ahead of the kids that were he was doing scouting with. So the fact that I remember when he finally figured out that he could become an Eagle Scout because one thing was going to hold him back and that was swimming. And I know he worked really hard at doing that, getting thrown in the lake by a scoutmaster and learning how to swim that way. So I think he knew then that was going to be a goal that he could achieve. So that was a very proud moment, very proud. But I think in his marriage, in his children, the father that he is, so those are all proud things.
So what was the worst thing he ever did?
Oh. I'm sure there are things that we have no idea what they are. I might never know. They would be funny stories now. I don't know. I think those memories are so far in the distance that I can't even remember them. So nothing sticks out really far.
Was Pete Police knocked on the door?
So did you ever have a nickname?
Myself? Well, no, yes and no. One of the teachers would let us call us by name, so I thought, well, I need to come up with a name. So somehow I came up with Cookie. I have no idea. Maybe I was eating cookies that morning or the day before. It only lasted through that one school year. I know teachers would try to shorten my name and say Jan. So that was part of it. People used to call me Mrs. Schwibby or Mom Schwibby. Try to take her first last name and shorten it a little bit.
So I just heard that you were a part of the Slayington Six.
Oh, I was.
So what was it?
Well, I have 5 girlfriends ever since junior high, as it was known then, up through high school, and we kind of did everything together. I mean, like, everything together. We weren't always in the same class in high school or middle school, but we bonded, like, somebody was friends with this one, and that one's friends with that one, and then you knew this one, and we all got together. And we did everything, every birthday party, every football game, every basketball game, every bowling alley, driving around. It would be like, well, who's the oldest? Who's going to get their, you know, because we were all the same age. So in that one year, we all turned 16 together. Well, who's the first one to get their license? All right, well, you're carting us around. And I kind of fell near the end of that 6. There was one other girl behind me. So it's like, all right, well, who's driving now? And who's driving now? And stuff like that. And we were all going to be in each other's weddings. No, that didn't happen, though.
So what about your siblings?
Well, they were all much older than me. Sandy was the oldest, then Stan, and then Farce, a.k.a. Woody. Sandy got married when I was like 5 years old. I was the flower girl in her wedding, so I don't really remember much before that. I do remember when her husband, Ruben, came to pick her up one time. I remember running into the house and saying to my dad, he has a car that has no roof, because it was a convertible, but I didn't know what that was at the time. My brother, Stan, soon after my sister got married, went off to the Marines. So he wasn't really around a lot. I didn't really get to know him a heck of a lot till after he was done with that and came back home. And then he ended up going from the Marines out for 2 years, and then he decided to re-enlist, but he went back to the Army. And then he traveled. He went to Germany and Korea, and he ended up marrying a girl from Korea and brought her back and his daughter back to the States here. And then Woody, which we never called him that growing up. My mom and dad would not have liked that at all. I think that's a nickname he got from all of his friends and kind of stuck. Him and I are the closest because we're the last two, but he's 11 years older than me, so I was annoying to him when he was home, and they all used to call me the kid. They never included me in anything because I was too young to know anything, didn't need to know. I was on a need-to-know basis, which was never. But as he's gotten older and I've gotten older, I don't mind him calling me the kid anymore. Now we're like the best. We're besties.
So what about your prom?
My prom? Well, it was held in our high school gymnasium. Everybody would go to a place in the Lehigh Valley called the Gourmet Inn, but I wasn't having any of that. We were going to go somewhere else and we were going to do something. So the 6 of us all decided we'd go somewhere different. My prom dress was not, I mean, I liked it at the time. Looking back at pictures years later, it was like, what was I thinking? I didn't even like that color. What the heck did I buy that for? Because my favorite color is pink. It wasn't pink, it was peach. It was good. Back then, they used to not have DJs. It was live bands, so the music was really good. And as much as it looked like a gymnasium, it didn't look like that night. So it was a good night, good time. I was a good girl.
So who'd you go with?
Some guy.
Oh, not Grandpa?
No, didn't know him yet.
So what jobs did you have as a teenager?
I never worked as I was a teenager. My mom and dad wanted me to go to school. And because I took up to be a major at a baton twirler in school, there was always practices after school, games at night, competitions, all that kind of stuff. So I did not work. I think all of my friends, the other five, I think four of them worked all at the same place. And I didn't. So I didn't have any jobs growing up. I mean, ones that I got paid for, but all the things you have to do at home. And I did a lot of stuff because my mom was not well all the time. So I was very responsible in having to clean and take, you know, the wash and do all that kind of stuff. And you didn't have all these gadgets like we do today. We never had a dryer. So you'd be standing out there in the middle of winter hanging the clothing up and taking it in as, you know, it was frozen. So I didn't really get a job until years later, and I hated every single one that I got. Until years later, then I finally found some things that I liked.
So if you can go back and relive your teenage years, would you?
Well, it wouldn't make me the person I am today, but it, you know, if you had to change some things, I think I would definitely change things, but kind of keep the outcome the same, if that could be possible. You know, get a better education, save a lot more money, you know, the American things that you want to do.
Thank you.
You're most welcome.
All right. I had fun. Did you?
I had an awesome time. I hope this lives on forever. So your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, and anything past that gets to hear these things.